origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Leave your worries at the doorstep.
Just
direct them feet to the sunny side of the street.
To the sunny side.
This is Walter Brennan from the other station?
Yeah, well, it's Walter from the other side.
Oh.
I've been dead for many years, but coming to you from heaven. Gorgeous up here. You know, life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
On sunny.
God darn it. I used to walk in the shade with Blues on Parade.
That's his other voice.
I love that one when he gets excited.
I'm not afraid. Come here, Papina.
This rover.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Not anymore. Too old.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's a weird one. When I was in high school, I never have claimed to do impressions. When I was in high school, I guess that's when The Real McCoys was on TV, and everybody knew who Walter Brennan was. And for some reason, I just started grunting and talking like him. And everybody said, wow, that... You know, you should be on television. Really? Just because I did one voice? But that's what... I got that from a lot of people.
Out of steam really fast with that routine.
Yeah, you go on TV and then Letterman go, here, now
I'm
here's
the one impression impressionist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I had an idea for a comedy routine, and now I've lost it. And I had it this weekend, and you just reminded me of it. And it was something like that. It was, what did we just see recently where a guy, it's that guy that walks out and stares at people. Remember? And he's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yonkers.
The Gazer.
It's something like the Gazer.
Bratzo.
That's it. Bratzo. And this guy, he walks out, looks at people for like 5 minutes, and he makes millions of dollars because they think that his gaze. And so I thought, why can't you have a comedy act where it's I know what it was, the silent comic. And you walk out and you don't say anything. And then you leave.
How long do you stand up there? Like, 2 minutes. The routine. Oh, no, you should do like the full, full 15 minutes, what a normal comic does.
Wave your hands around a little bit.
And you know what would be funny is after you walk out and just stand and look at them, they're going to kind of start laughing. And then the longer it goes, they'll laugh more. And then you got to know when to walk off.
End it.
Because there's going to be a point where they're going to start booing and throwing it. But if you're billed as the silent comedian...
That's very Andy Kaufman-esque.
It could be pretty funny.
When he went out, it was supposed to be a comedy show, and he read The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. Now, the act that didn't, it didn't last long. It lasted for a few years, was that Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, what was his act? Except he was in that outfit, and he had an Italian accent. I don't remember what he did.
Remember he was on
and he had Talk
really
like
old couple of years of Saturday Night Live, right?
Okay, yeah. But do you remember anything he said?
No.
That's what's so amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he told jokes, if he had a stand-up comedy. I don't know what he did. Father Guido Sarducci.
I don't remember.
And I mean, he got like 5 years out of that deal. And it was the same thing. It was like a one-act deal. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Well, Yakov Smirnoff has stretched a career this last year.
He's down in Branson.
He's down in Branson. That's his own theater.
And what's his line? This is a great country.
You'll laugh your Yakov.
Yeah, you'll laugh your Yakov.
In Soviet Russia, and he always reverses whatever the pun is or the phrase.
And I think what you see on those commercials is pretty much his whole act.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, in Russia, we have... I welcomed everybody. Welcome. This is, what the heck is this, the 22nd already?
Yeah.
Fall I find this kind of amusing. Fall starts at 9:29 tonight.
Yeah.
Now, what is that about? What,
I don't know. It's what, when the moon,
the solstice,
when the sun.
When the moon the is in the seventh
the,
house.
And
Jupiter aligns with Mars.
I think that's what it is. Something.
Nocturnal emission?
Yeah, no. Something like that.
Equinox. Is it an equinox?
I think no, so.
That's what Dan drives.
That's an equinox, yeah. I'm driving one.
Yeah. Everybody that has one should get in their equinox at 9:29 tonight.
It's on the sun is at the right.
That's when the moon is in the seventh house.
It's the autumnal equinox.
Autumnal, yeah.
Now, man, what's the difference between autumn and fall? Anything?
No. There's none.
Nope.
And why do we need two names? No other season has two names. Spring, that's it. Summer.
Yeah.
Winter. Yet fall gets autumn. I try to figure that out. There's so much in this world we need answers to.
Yes.
And we're never going to get them. We have so much to talk about here. There's a lot of stuff, but we'll start with the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything?
I do.
Oh.
I'm sure that Friday you told everybody you got, you know, your briefcase back.
You know what? I did not.
Well, we need an update because the last time we talked to the audience, your car had been broken into.
My car had been broken into, and I've talked with probably five or six insurance people from my insurance company.
Now, you didn't share any of this Friday when Harvey was in. You didn't give him an update then?
No.
Thank you for saving it for me.
Yeah. I wanted to save it for you.
Always give him the B material.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, they're like the second level stuff. Save the good stuff for me on Monday. So for people need to know that somebody found a woman that was thrown in her yard.
Early Thursday morning. Yes, early Thursday morning, someone broke into my car or broke the back the back left window, and stole my briefcase, which had my checkbook in it and had some others and all the phone numbers and a lot of things for the show.
And you were smart because you had a recorder going in your car. That's what Peon just played. You actually were able to capture them breaking the window. Play that again, yeah. Peon. There it is, right there.
Wow.
There might be some clues in there.
Exhibit A.
For the cops.
That was louder than I anticipated. But
Tinted. Tinted windows make more noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So the police call me Thursday evening driving back home, and they said, "We have your briefcase. Would you like to come by?" Well, then they end up bringing it by the house.
Well, that's nice.
And they found it a couple blocks over.
You know what it was? They wanted to meet you. Because, you know, they know who you are. Yeah. You know, I'll go over and meet him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Celebrity. It's a celebrity thing.
So they found it a couple blocks over, and stuff was all over this lady's yard. And the lady called the police and said, "I have something all over my yard." The police went, and they found it. They put it all together, threw it all in the briefcase and brought it back, and I opened it up and checked. They took my magnifying glass and the checkbook.
Wow.
Let's just get to the good news. Ladies and gentlemen, he recovered his harmonica.
Yes.
Oh, they didn't take that, huh? Boy, you think they could have taken that to a pawn shop and gotten it.
Oh, they could have.
But the only way you'd get big money, if you'd have to say, this is
used by
Dan Strauss. Yes. You know what this reminds me of? These stories we've heard over the years of somebody leaves a Stradivarius on a commuter thing,
yeah,
or it's stolen, and then the search goes out, and maybe when somebody realizes what they have, they anonymously put it back because it's a Stradivarius. This is kind of the equivalent
to that. Contains Dan Strauss's spittle.
And DNA. Your DNA's all over.
Yeah, they can do a DNA test on that.
I will steal a line from a guy that I talked to today, and he said, "There is nothing like the bond between a man and his mouth organ."
I think that's what Liberace said.
Yes, I think it was. But
punks had no idea what a gold mine they had.
I think what he said was, "I think they have my mouth on James Bond's organ." That's what he said.
Yeah. So I got everything back. I got the phone numbers back. I got all of the stuff back except for the my magnifying glass.
Maybe they wanted to start a fire.
I guess. And then my checkbook. So
good for you, man.
I've changed over account. It's just been a nightmare.
You know what's funny about all this? The first thing Peon said when he heard your briefcase was stolen, he said, "Wait till they open it and they realize what a bunch of crap they have. They'll throw it out." That's exactly what they did. exactly what happened.
I almost wish I would have been there when they opened it up. What the hell?
Well, yeah, their first sign, because you have a briefcase that has the three-digit number codes on each side. Their first sign that it was not going to be a great haul was that it wasn't locked.
I know.
So you just popped the latches right open.
They did, but they did screw up one of the latches. One of the latches is screwed up.
They probably thought it was locked first before they even tried it.
Hey, why don't you try that first?
Yeah. Snap. Hey, before we start doing a bunch of combo, let's just see if it opens. Click, click.
What the heck?
Yeah. He's right. Pan's right. That's your first clue. There's nothing valuable in there.
Yeah.
It's not locked.
So they brought that back, and I just heard from the place that Schaefer actually is working on the car. Schaefer Auto Body.
It's in good hands.
Yep. Yes. It originally went to Johnny Londoff, and then there was some body damage on it. And since Johnny has
a contract with Schaefer.
It's over at Schaefer's now. And it's getting fixed. And some trim work was messed up. Some scratches on the door that I didn't even notice. And then when the glass fell down inside the door, it kind of messed that up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all that electric motor and mechanism has pieces of glass in it.
Yeah.
It has to be all taken apart.
Yeah, so they were saying they're waiting for now trim to come in, which won't be till about Friday.
Isn't trim another word for
yes
down there for women?
Yeah, it is.
It is a piece of trim.
You don't hear it very much.
No.
Let's bring it back.
I know. So they're waiting for that to come in. So I won't have my car back till probably Friday or Monday of next week, but I am driving a brand new Equinox.
You know what Londoff does? He gives you a brand new one just long enough for you to really get comfortable with it and like
that.
It.
He did that last time.
Oh, he's smart about that.
He gave me, when my car was in for some work, he gave me this brand new Equinox, and I drove it around.
Of course he did, and you bought it.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
This
isn't his first rodeo.
I know it's not. And I know. And I told him, I said, I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, let's just work the deal out now.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a car dealer. You know, if it works.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else? Oh,
yeah. I was, had my first parade marshal duties yesterday.
We are so proud of you.
Boy, I want to hear
on behalf of everyone at KTR, I want to tell you how proud we are that you are the St. Anne Parade Marshal. That is huge.
He didn't have a lot of answers for our questions on Friday.
No, the only part of the show that I caught Friday was Paul saying, so how'd you get to be Parade Marshal? Then said, I don't know. What does it mean to be Parade Marshal? I don't know. When does the parade start? I don't know. Where's it going? I don't know. Where does it end? I don't know. Who actually asked you? I don't know. It was hysterical.
It was a guy named Tim at the St. Anne that asked about it, and they wanted me because I grew up in North County and wanted somebody that grew up in North County, I guess.
You know why they wanted you?
Why?
I wish you could get your hands on the list of people that said no. Guy Phillips, John Carney, just go down the line. You know, Walter Brennan over at the old folks station.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't make it. And then they get down to name number 18. Let's call this guy Dan Strauss. And being the good guy you are, you said, sure, I'll do it.
I did.
Save the parade.
I did. Thank you so much.
Way to go, man.
It was really cool. But I do get to keep the magnets, and it says Dan Strauss, AM and the PM, KTRS Radio.
Oh, man.
That was on the side of the car.
Your kids will fight over that one day.
I put it up on, two pictures up on Facebook, Facebook page.
Of you in the convertible?
Yes, from the parade.
What kind of convertible was it?
It was a Volkswagen Bug convertible. Mm.
Wow. They got you the finest vehicle they could put you in.
Yeah.
Let's get him something really expensive.
It was actually nice. I like those little
We had
like
one.
Little bugs.
My wife had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it messed her hair up. See, women, a convertible, I bought it for me, and I used her as an excuse. It was a turbo, and she drove it for a couple of years, and then she just got sick of having her hair always messed up.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out.
So I had two, my girlfriend's grandkids were with me. They rode with me in the parade, too, and it was fun. So they're in the car, too. You'll see a picture of them in the car,
right.
Maya and Braden. But it was actually pretty cool. I even asked a couple of people. I said, what does the parade marshal do? And they said, I really don't know. So nobody really knows. I looked it up online, and they said, it says the parade marshal actually kind of runs the parade and leads the parade and everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah. So,
so you were the lead car or the last car?
I was not the lead car. We were behind, there were a couple of cars ahead of us. And then there was a fire. The fire department was ahead of us. They got a call and had to leave the parade.
Whoa.
Well, that's not good when they have to jump out of the line and go put out a fire.
No, it's not. It's
now, did you throw out candy or anything? Or?
You know what? They don't like you doing candy.
Another one of those things you can't do anymore.
From a moving vehicle. And this is why, because they say the kids will jump out.
And get run over.
Yeah, and get run over. So well, they don't really want
in
you.
In my lifetime, man, and up until a few years ago, every parade that I remember going to, clowns threw candy. I don't ever remember seeing one kid squashed and run over by a float.
No, but the do-gooders will do that. So
I know.
But there were people throwing candy to the kids. They were walking. They wanted the people that were walking along with to throw the candy at the kids.
Was there a high school band in it?
Pattonville. Pattonville High School Band.
Here's my impression of every parade, every small town parade. Here we go.
Wow.
And then occasional.
Oh, yeah.
Siren. You got to have the siren in there.
Oh, the sirens were going, and there were several people on the parade route that were yelling AM and the PM. And we were saying hallelujah, and I had the kids yelling hallelujah, too. So.
And I didn't lay in the one song that seems to be the...
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of people think, was that the recording from the parade? No, that was me.
So the route was from T. Meyer Park down Ashby Road to St. Ann Park.
We had great weather.
Oh, it was tremendous weather.
You could have had better weather.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's about it.
All right. Big news, harmonica's back in his possession. That's huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in honor of that and to celebrate that, would you a little later on do a number for us?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, we'll be thinking about what our request would be. Peon, do you have anything?
I do, but I can wait till after the break.
All right. Waiting after the break is Peon, and I can't wait to hear what he has to do. And then I have some stuff from the weekend, so we're going to do this. We take a break, and I've made an observation about, and I shared this with Peon before we went on the air. One of the big differences between this show and the other shows on this station, and this is not a criticism of them, it's just a difference, is that we like to talk to people, and we don't care what you talk about. There are a couple of shows we have on, they rarely have conversations with listeners. It's very rare, one an hour maybe. And usually when they do, it's on a topic, Ferguson or something in the news and your point of view. But most other people, and not just here, but at other stations, especially the Voice of Del Mar Gardens, the old folk station, you better be calling, and there's a screener making sure you want to call about the topic that's on the table right
And they're
now.
Asking you what exactly you're
going
to say.
What is it you're going to be saying? We don't do that. We want your first name, and that's it. And I'm real proud of that. I love talking to people, and I love to put people on the air. And if you've never called, because there are people who they're almost regulars. They've called a few times. And I know that most people never call. You call. I mean, it's kind of fun, and we don't really care. As long as you don't say the F word or something, we don't care what you can talk about anything. A show you discovered, a website you discovered. You want to say happy birthday to somebody. And I thought about this a lot this morning. I'm glad that's one of the big differences in this show, that we always have time to talk. And so we're going to do that. Jose's coming in about 4:15. But after we do the second part of the Burke segment, we'll hand it over to you. Let me do some business. I will give you the phone numbers now in case after Peon's segment you don't mind holding one to jump on. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Our first advertiser to mention today is Window World. And not only is it the first sponsor I will be speaking for today, it is first and number one in sales in replacement windows in the United States. The number one selling window is Window World. Simple reason for that. When you give somebody a really good product for a really good price, I had a boss in the advertising years ago, and he said, you know what the word value means? And I really didn't know. I couldn't give him a definition. It's kind of a tough thing when somebody asks you, what does value mean? Good deal? He said, no, not just a good deal. He said, value means a lot for the price you pay. If you get your money's worth and even more, that's value. You get what you pay for or beyond what you pay for. And I never forgot that he told me that. And that's what you get with Window World, is value. For $189, you get a window that under other brand names, you pay more for. And that's Window World. Good housekeeping seal of approval, lifetime warranty. That's a really good warranty. Not one of those with 8 pages of disclaimers where, well, we're only going to cover it if it's broken by river gravel. It can't be a stone from the drive. Yeah, no, it's a good warranty. It's a really good warranty. Good window, good price. Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiler.
Thank you, Grand Poobah. Oh, wait a minute. You were the Grand Marshal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Grand Poobah was from the Flintstones.
Yeah.
From the Royal
you know what'll be next? Can Tim hear me?
Yes.
You know what this will lead to? It would not surprise me if in the next 5 years, this guy right here, Dan Strauss, is the Veil Prophet.
What happened?
It all starts with something like Grand Marshal or Parade Marshal. The next thing you know, you're the Veil Prophet.
Well, that's what I'm shooting for.
Well, that's a good mark to hit.
I'm going to go for some other you know, parades and then work my way up. That's like the big leagues.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you did. You know what? It's just like radio. You start at the bottom, you move your way to the top.
No, it's not like radio. Radio, you start at the bottom and you end at the bottom.
Yeah, you stay there.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
All right, if you're traveling on eastbound 270 just before 367, we've got a crash now that's blocking the left lane, and it looks like we are backed up to about West Florissant. Other than that, we just have normal volume that's starting to build on southbound 270, and it is a little bit heavy Manchester. And now we've got three lanes that are blocked on eastbound 270. I just saw them move emergency vehicles there. Yeah, Manchester down through Doherty Ferry is a little bit slow. We have westbound 40 starting to build more volume. Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Subway helps make it easy to stay in summer shape with delicious fresh fit sandwiches like the tempting turkey breast made the way you say with your favorite veggies on your choice of freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At Gas Appliance Service, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Then why not head out to Washington, Missouri for their annual Fall Festival and German Strassenfest, where you'll find beer on tap, handmade artisans, live music, and more. On Friday, it's the annual chili cook-off, and on Saturday and Sunday, it's their Fall Festival with drinks, entertainment, and more from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. For more, head over to downtownwashmo.org or find them on Facebook at Downtown Washington, Inc.
Running a business is hard work. Isn't it time you had a trash and recycling company that works just as hard as you do? With a commitment to service, sustainability, and recycling, Republic Services is a partner you can count on. Call them at 636-947-5959 to have local waste experts develop a personalized solution for you. Again, that number is 636-947-5959. Republic Services. We'll handle it from here.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the
top of the stairs and all my cares.
All right, and now with his contribution, right, before we get to your calls, here is Eon the Peon. What do you have, Eon?
Thank you very much.
I called you Eon.
Boy.
I never did.
Holy
that.
Cow. I don't think
sick.
That's ever happened.
I must have a brain tumor. Go ahead.
We talked about this before, about how people, especially in this business, have would maybe like to, on their last day, know that they're leaving. And
sabotage,
be able to say whatever they wanted before,
or go record something and load it in the system and then get in your car and hear it.
Yes. And well, there was a reporter in Alaska who I guess decided herself before the day started that it was going to be her last day by choice.
Oh, she's quitting.
So yeah, she's quitting. So she decided to do her last story. And
is she quitting the business completely? Because that would affect other jobs that you want to get.
Good yes. point. That's a good point.
I think, yes, her goal was to not to have to work on television anymore.
Okay.
Because she has another business, which I'll get to later. But I'll go ahead and play her last report. It's recorded from a phone. You know, it's not a phone from a TV, so it's a little hollow, but you can still get
this. This is a TV news report?
Yes. TV station in Alaska, KTVA.
Okay.
Here, I'll just play it.
There. Now, everything you heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but I quit. All right, we apologize for that. We'll be right back. pardon for us. Meanwhile, the vote yes.
That poor anchor is just flustered. Pardon for us. So apparently she was doing a story on medical marijuana in Alaska, and she apparently owns a Alaska Cannabis Club, which connects people with the medical cards to other people with medical cards who grow. So that's her other job. So that's why she says, I, the actual owner. So she was doing a story. I don't know if the TV station knew it at the time, but she was doing a story on her own business. Maybe they didn't know that she also owned this marijuana cannabis club.
Wow.
But, yeah, so she just decided to go out by
actually smart on her part. Dropping because while she destroyed one career, she may have really, really given her other one a big boost and kickstart.
Yeah.
So I heard today on the news, and I'll let you finish, this Illinois business where, like, earlier today was the cutoff if you wanted to apply for to grow marijuana in Illinois, medical marijuana. But then I heard if you're a patient, which, by the way, this whole thing is a huge joke, because watch, all of a sudden, a million people in Illinois are going to be sick and have to have marijuana. That's something that will be helped by marijuana. It's just, it's a joke. But they said, you can't grow your own marijuana. Now, that just tells you what a political money machine this whole thing is. Because if you're sick, legitimately sick, glaucoma, that's a good one, and it will help you, who are you hurting if you grow just enough to treat your own illness?
Right, yeah.
And if they want to come by and check and go, we need to see your plants, to, you know, to make sure you're not growing enough to sell it, fine. You agree to let them do that. It's just, it's ridiculous that you couldn't grow your own. That's their way of making sure. And here's the other thing. I've gotten to where I don't trust anything, pretty much anybody. You know there's going to be some favoritism when it comes to issuing these licenses to grow this stuff. You know that. Kickback, payoffs, favors, markers called in.
Anything with that much money involved yes.
You bet. What else do you have?
That was it. That's it.
Let's close it. Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. We're going to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And here's Linda. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing
great. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, yeah, this is Linda we've talked to before.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I thought I'd call and check in, let you guys know I'm doing pretty good.
You know, it's funny because we just said off the air, we wondered how Linda, remember that, you guys? We said, we're wondering how Linda's doing.
I'm always wondering what Linda's doing.
And if she hasn't called lately, and then boom, there you go. Here you call.
Yeah, I'm up to about 108 pounds now. So I'm gaining weight.
Lucky.
Oh, that's good.
Lucky. If you need any tips on that, Linda, you need to talk to me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the hardest thing in the world to gain weight.
No, do you know how many people?
What?
Linda, do you know how many people right now just decided to hate you?
But there are people with the metabolism out there that it is absolutely true.
I had an aunt years and years ago. She was 5'10". She was fairly tall for a woman. She weighed 85 pounds.
Ooh.
No, she was, she looked very sick. She looked like somebody in a concentration camp. And it was so serious, and she was so concerned about it. She saw multiple doctors thinking that she had some kind of disease just eating her up. And she didn't. She just could not gain weight. 85 pounds. That's like arms like a pencil.
Yes, especially that tall.
Yeah, it was embarrassing to be somewhere with her. We would go, and it would be my mom and my aunt, and we'd go out, and I was embarrassed for her when people looked at her, because they would whisper. The same way you would if you saw somebody that weighed 600 pounds, they'd whisper, look at that skeleton. Oh, man, look at that was really thin. So Linda, how tall are you?
I'm 5 foot.
Okay, well, you're a short, little short woman, so what are you shooting for? Surely you don't want to weigh more than 108.
Well, I'd like to get up to about 118. It seemed like my clothes fit a little bit better, and I don't know, it seemed like I got more energy.
Yeah. Now, they say that women who are small-breasted have trouble getting clothes to fit. Are you a large-breasted woman?
Pretty large.
How large are they?
Well, about a 38.
Oh, that, for a 5-footer, that's nice.
What's that cup size, Linda?
A C.
38C. Those are nice. That's a nice set on a woman your size. And what is this fixation on 118? Why 118? Do you think? Just because you've been that weight before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I weighed most of my life at about 118.
Yeah, and what happened? How'd you lose the weight?
I just got sick, and all of a sudden I just kept dropping weight, got down to 97 pounds. And, well, I've been drinking protein drinks, and that's what's bringing me back, so.
Uh-oh. And you know what? My wife is trying to get me to drink protein drinks for breakfast. I need to tell her I'm just going to get fatter if I do that. I'm serious. She needs to know this.
Oh, yeah.
That it makes you gain weight. Now, I don't remember. Are you married, widowed? What's the story?
I'm married.
Yeah. And is he happy with your size, or does he want you to be bigger?
Well, he kind of liked me about 118 pounds. So. Yeah,
a little more to hold on to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, you say right, but that's true. I don't like real skinny women. I don't like that. I don't like that look.
Your hips are filled out a little bit better.
And now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and your waist is thinner and, you know, stuff like that.
More cushion for the...
Now, Linda, I forgot. How old are you?
63.
63?
Uh-huh.
My favorite age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have people tell you, because we're big students and we study people's voices a lot, and we're intrigued by voices. Do you have people tell you that you sound older than 63? Do people tell you that?
No, everyone tells me I've got an accent.
Yeah, well, you do. Yeah. You do. And some people sound much younger. My daughter is 26, and she sounds like she's 12.
Yes.
Okay? And you sound, it's a pleasant voice. You have a very pleasant voice. You have that sort of America's grandmother voice.
But she also sounds a lot like Bernice.
Oh, my goodness. It's scary.
Say, Linda, can you say, you horse's hind end?
You horse's hind end.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. And then just say this. Say, but anyway.
But anyway.
Oh, my goodness. This is frightening. This is scary. Man. This is scary. Did you ever listen to Bernice, Linda?
Yes, I sure did.
And wow, I wish that we could have had the two of you on together. This could have been very... Now, she was older than you. How old was Bernice Peon when she died?
She was in her 70s.
Yeah, I would guess late 70s.
Yeah, yeah, but she was another woman that sounded older than she was. And we mentioned earlier Walter Brennan. Walter Brennan is an actor that a lot of people won't know. But years ago, that guy, when he was 35 years old, he sounded like an old man. He just had that voice his whole life.
Yeah, right? I just watched a movie the other night with him in it.
Yeah. Now, if you want to gain weight, I will share with you, as I went to my teacher, James Clark, Mr. Clark, in the 7th grade, and I had a private meeting with him because I was embarrassed because I couldn't hit 100 pounds. And all the other boys in 7th or 8th grade had hit 100 pounds. And he told me, he said, son, you need to go home, and every night you need to drink at least 2 milkshakes and have a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's what he told me. And I did that, and it didn't really kick in till now.
It worked.
Yeah, it was like a time delay.
He's lying in wait.
Yeah,
it's like the time release pill. So it finally worked, and you know what? I did it. I hit 100 pounds, and more, and more, and more, and more. So what are you doing in this nice weather?
Well, right now I'm baking brownies.
Oh, I love brownies. You put marijuana in them?
No, I don't have no marijuana to put in them.
Well, where do you live?
I live in St. Charles.
Okay. Well, pretty soon you can go over to Illinois and act sick and get a card, and you'll get some marijuana, and then you can make some brownies, or you could bring us some.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
Well, I like that attitude.
I could see all of you on the air eating marijuana brownies.
Well, a lot of people think that we sound like we do that anyway.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the marijuana smoked or in brownies or anything?
I've smoked some.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
Well, I don't know. It kind of puts me in a mellow mood. I don't want to really do anything but just lay it still.
That sounds great.
And eat.
And eat. Oh, man. What's the negative?
You want to eat.
I've heard, Linda, I've heard two different things about people who smoked a considerable amount of pot. One is it makes them just sort of mellow and lazy. And then I've heard it gets them all sexed up. Did it do that to you?
Yes, yes, yes.
It did. Yeah.
It did. So,
yeah, that's a good thing about it, yeah.
Yeah, it gets you all horned up. Now, when you had marijuana, you smoked it, and you got all horny, were you married?
Oh, yes.
So he was happy about it?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I'm surprised he let you quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Here, smoke this joint.
Think about it, Linda. You want to gain weight, so that gives you the munchies. You said yourself you want to eat and eat and eat. You smoke it, you eat more, you gain that weight. You're 118 like you want to be, and you're having sex all the time.
Yeah, that's an idea.
All right. Well,
if I can find it, that would be nice.
I think it's out there. Oh, I don't think so. I think if you were a lot younger, you could find it real easily. Yeah. Apparently, it's
but
pretty.
But see, I don't drive, so I'm kind of stuck. You know?
Well, you're not going to hurt anybody. You don't drive.
You don't drive at all. Have you ever driven?
Oh yeah, I used to drive, but my eyes went out on me, so I don't drive no more.
They went out on you. You don't hear it put that way very. What does that mean? You have bad vision?
Oh, very bad. I've lost one eye and
oh my
I've
goodness.
Got glaucoma and detached retina in the other one.
Oh my goodness. Your vision's all messed up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So how do you who your husband drive you where you need to go?
Yeah, pretty much. Or my mother-in-law and I have an aunt and if I have to I take a cab. So
can you watch TV? Can you see television?
Yeah, well, like on the ball game, I listen to the ball game on the radio. It makes more sense to me. But when they do something fantastic, I'll run in there and get real close to the TV and watch the replay on it.
Now, can you read, like the paper or book or anything?
Well, on my iPhone, I've got it real big print, so I do pretty good with that. And then on my computer, I use it, and I can make them letters 3 inches big if I need to. So.
Now, Dan, show everybody 3 inches.
There you
Hang
go.
On. There's 3 inches right there.
That's swollen, too.
Well, you know what? I hate that. I hate that your vision is messed up like that because...
Oh, well, something's... You know, that's just life. We got to deal with it.
Well, what a great attitude, because I'm a complainer, and I'd like to be like you, but I've had lots of vision issues, and my great fear is that I'll end up one day like, do they tell you yours is going to get worse?
Oh, yeah. I've had implants, and I've had about 11, 12 surgeries on my eyes. And
wow.
And I've had injections in my eyes every week for years.
Every week?
Yeah, and one in one eye and one in the other.
Right into the eyeball.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone down?
Inject steroids in them.
I've had that one time, and you do it every week. Oh. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you something. You have a great outlook, and I'd like to have some of that rub off on me because I think it's fantastic. And I guess, as you can't see, thank goodness for this radio show.
Oh, yes. I listen to a lot of radio.
What other radio do you listen to?
Well, just your old station. I have it on all day long.
So you don't listen to the other AM station, the old folk station?
No, uh-uh, no.
Just for the ball game.
This explains.
Well, she's only 63.
I do watch the ball game.
Yeah.
And I do really like Larry Connor's program. I really think it's a very interesting and very educational program.
He has a really good show.
He does have a good show, and it's interesting that you like him because he's an older gentleman. He's a lot older than you are. I think Larry, 78 or something?
Yeah.
I think he's 81.
Yeah. 81?
No, he's not 80.
No?
He's not 80.
He got a raw deal on that TV situation he was in, but I'm glad he's on the radio.
Well, you should call him some night. Let him know how much you like his show.
Oh, okay. I sure will.
All right. And listen, let me tell you, you call us anytime, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
You get bored.
You guys, be good.
All right, you too, Linda.
And be careful.
Well, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Right,
thank you. I love her.
Mm-hmm. I like Linda.
A lot of applause for Linda. I think we found our new Bernice.
We did, because I have her number, and I wrote that out. That's
a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Wait, what was that?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what the heck happened.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
He has her number, and he wrote it out.
I wrote her number
Because I have her number, and I wrote it out.
And put new Bernice.
Oh.
Just as a reference.
Okay.
Reference point.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to her a lot. I feel better after I talk to her for some reason. She's inspiring. A little business, a break. Jose comes in after Jose's segment. It's back to you folks. And before you know it, it's the Playhouse. Mike Evans and Another Day has come and gone. American Equity Mortgage is, I was about to tell you how many locations they have, but I don't know. It doesn't matter. Who cares about one in Memphis, Tennessee, if you live here? What's important is the headquarters is here. They started here about 23 years ago, and they've been on this show for the entire 23 years. Now, that tells me that it works for them, that our audience, you folks, have responded and called them and at least given them an opportunity to, A, help you get a mortgage so you can be a homeowner, or B, if you are a homeowner, show you how to use that to your advantage when you need to borrow money. That's called a home equity loan. And when you have a home, you have equity, and it's great borrowing power, and it allows you to borrow money for something you might need and not have to pay outlandish interest rates. The interest rates now are ridiculously low. They've been low for years, and I'm not one of those people to say, act now. You can act now, you can act tomorrow, but if you need that service and you need a home equity loan, please call them and tell them your AM and the PM. That's what keeps them on the air and what keeps us on the air. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they're still working with this crash on eastbound 270 before 367. Two right lanes are down. Traffic is backed up almost all the way to McDonald. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong. And the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show with Drs. Dan Gagliotti and Nick Barnes, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime.